This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Throat Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So are you paying your fair share in taxes? Well, it evidently, Biden believes that a certain group, billionaires, evidently are not paying their fair share in taxes, but it looks like the Washington Post might beg to differ with him. Biden says all kinds of stuff, folks, but this is, and it goes beyond the usual things that politicians might just say, hoping nobody kind of looks at it or fact checks it. But the Washington Post did, and we'll tell you about that here as we move into the program this morning. Hour number two, good morning, everybody, and good afternoon, wherever you are, whatever time you're listening to the program this week, or this weekend, I should say, because this is the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. And if you're up with us early in the morning, the wee hours of the morning across America, you can dial us up, 949-822-7959. If you'd like to opine, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And once again, welcome to everybody on AM 860, The Answer, our home flagship station in Tampa, Florida, of course. And then welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network. And thanks to everybody at GCN for working so hard for the broadcast. And we really do appreciate them so very, very much. Well, sort of recapping what we were talking about at the top of hour number one this morning, certainly this border crisis has the ability to really morph into something that will really not be very pretty at all. But again, I don't think the Biden administration has the ability to sell this to the American people that somehow by what they are doing and why they went to the to challenge this and so forth and got it to the Supreme Court already in terms of whether or not the initial injunction could stay in effect. I think that they're really kind of misjudging, I think, what the American people really want. And they could fix this, by the way. You know, they could fix it. It's within Joe Biden's power to fix it, folks. You know why? All he's got to do, I don't know, this is going to sound crazy, so hold on to something. Because this is going to sound so far off into the stratosphere. This is going to be so undoable. It's going to be so controversial. Why not just enforce the law? I mean, why not just do that? Why not actually, you know, have the border be secure and have there be a process by which people can apply for immigration or even asylum? But they will turn around and tell you, "Oh, we've been trying to work with Democrats. We're trying to work with Republicans. It's these MAGA Republicans. It's Speaker Johnson. It's all this stuff." And they're absolutely happy to do that because all they want to do is they want to obfuscate and they want to prolong the problem so that they can continue to say somehow that it's the Republicans that are causing this issue, that are causing the United States to not be able to deal with the border. Let's listen to Karine Jean-Pierre. She was on CNN, and she was being asked about this particular issue. This was just in the last day or so, if I recall, about the Supreme Court ruling and so forth, and why the border crisis is being exacerbated. Let's listen in.
There has been a long-running dispute between the Texas governor and the Biden administration that has continued, that includes a Supreme Court ruling. The Homeland Security Department has asked for access to this park that is now currently in dispute. It doesn't seem like they've gotten it. They now are allowed to cut down razor wire. Yeah. Some Democrats are saying the president needs to federalize the Texas National Guard.
Okay, stop right there. Just stop right there real quick. We'll hear Karine Jean-Pierre in just a moment. Okay, again, it's this. It's almost like some people are salivating over this. Oh, boy. We can nationalize the, he said federalize, but obviously nationalize the National Guard of Texas. Well, wouldn't that just be dandy, right? I mean, this is, so go in there, and it's time to be heavy-handed, and it's time to really, really, you know, assert the power of the federal government on this. And the federal government has a distinct amount of power. There's no doubt about that. But it's the administration. It's the agenda. It's the idea that they want not only this problem to exist, but I think to some degree, and I find this abhorrent, to some degree, they want this controversy, that they want this showdown to occur. They want to be able to point the finger at Republicans and Donald Trump and whoever else they can think of and use this crisis, a created crisis, to their advantage, they believe. So, all right, so let's hear what Karine Jean-Pierre was going to say to that before I so rudely interrupted. Let's continue.
So let's
see what can happen.
I mean, look, I'll say this. You know, the Border Patrol agents are now, as you said, allowed to cut through the wire because of what the Supreme Court has laid out. It's unfortunate that we had to go there. It's unfortunate that there is a governor in Texas, Governor Abbott, who has politicized this issue of what's happening on the border. And it's not making people's lives safer. It's actually making it harder for law enforcement at the border to do their job. And so we have been very clear. We want to make sure we get something done at the border. That's why we've been having these conversations with Senate Republicans and Democrats for the past several weeks to come up with a bipartisan agreement to deal with the border.
And
look, if that the governor is not interested in that.
Governor Abbott is not interested in that.
He wants to politicize an issue, and he's not helping communities. And he's actually putting Border Patrol agents in harm's way by doing what he's doing. I'm not going to speak to any actions that the president might take, may not take, but we've been very clear on this.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm sold. I guess that's just, you know, I was really confused about this. I was just confused about this until Karine Jean-Pierre came along, to explain this, to let us know that it's the governor who's politicizing the issue at the border. Oh, my goodness. Well, I got to tell you, I feel so much better right now. Don't you? No, we don't. Don't feel better at all. Actually, I feel kind of worse. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The Weekend Edition is rocking on, folks. And I appreciate what Neil in Henderson, Nevada, said earlier last week. And I was talking about, you know, we are rocking the overnight airwaves. And Neil in Henderson gives us a call. And he says, yeah, you're rocking the overnight airwaves. And I just really appreciated that. But that's one of the things we try to do, too, here on the program. You know, we try to keep things moving along. We try to keep things rocking. And I'm glad that music can play such a great part in the show. And we have a lot of different we try to mix it up a little bit, obviously. But, of course, we love to play our songs during the fourth segment of hours number one and two each morning. The songs keep you going and so forth. And we take some time to pick them. And then, of course, Monday has now worked out to be Country Music Monday. So we have some great country songs. And I'll tell you this. You never know what we're going to get here. Because it could be modern, could be kind of vintage country, you know, this kind of stuff, too. So it will, and it is, eclectic. So definitely you want to tune in each morning. We've also got some great suggestions that have come in via direct message, and so we're definitely looking at those, working on those as well. And we always do appreciate it, so keep them coming, everybody. We really, really do appreciate it. All right, let's shift gears here a little bit from the border to another aspect, not just of the primaries, but of the general election as well. And I'll tell you this, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is more than likely going to be a factor. I think it's a foregone conclusion that he'll be a real factor. But how much of a factor, that's going to remain to be seen. But this from News Nation. Democrats' concerns about RFK Jr. rise. I don't doubt it, right? Dateline Washington. Robert F. Kennedy's campaign says it has gathered enough signatures from registered voters in New Hampshire to qualify for the state's ballot in the general election, an announcement that has some Democrats nervous. Well, why? That's my question. Why? Why would they be nervous? You know, Joe Biden, in fact, let me see if I can find this here while we're talking here. Let me see if I can find this. Because everything about this administration has been amazing, right? Everything that's happened. But, you know, I know I've said this. I don't want to sound like a broken record. I don't want it to be cliche. But gosh darn it, they're the adults in the room, right? I've said this 100 million times right now, right? They're the adults in the room. And there should be no other, I mean, there should be no other choice, you know, or at least that people would entertain. Biden should be well on his way to a landslide victory at this time. You know why? Because he's not Donald Trump, right? Right? He's been, because he reversed everything Trump was doing, right? Right? So this is what the election meant, you know? No. It's not what it meant. But at any rate, this another article from the Western Journal says, why is Biden administration unpopular? According to Kamala, it's because they haven't taken, quote, adequate credit. We haven't taken adequate credit on this. We just haven't blown our own horn, right? We just haven't trumpeted our own success. We're so humble. I mean, after being all the adults in the room, you know, we just don't know how to sing our own praises, I guess. As of Friday morning, the article starts out, President Joe Biden's favorable rating in the Real Clear Politics aggregate sits at 39.6% favorable, 55.3% unfavorable, a negative 15.7% spread. Vice President Kamala Harris is doing even worse, 36.2% favorable, 55% unfavorable, right? A negative 18.8% spread. Compare this with former President Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, whom both the administration and its media enablers have painted as an insurrectionist, an election denier, and a threat to democracy, 41.6% favorable, 55.9% unfavorable. That's a negative 12.3% spread. Not great, granted, the article says, but when the administration and the establishment media of the United States and the West, almost of all apparent Democrat lies, they say, I have spent nearly a decade painting Trump as an unholy amalgamation of Mussolini, Joe McCarthy, and Godzilla. The fact that both the sitting president and vice president have lower favorability ratings than that guy should speak loudly of their failures. But again, Kamala says, well, we just haven't taken adequate credit yet. It's, you know, that's the reason. See, there's always some ridiculous, bizarre reason. It's too much explaining. It's too much. And they sit there explaining everything, and because they know that they know that you know what they know about what you know. Right? I think that's what it is. But at any rate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is qualified for the ballot in New Hampshire for the general. An announcement that has some Democrats nervous. After months of speculation about the credibility of his campaign, Kennedy found success in a small battleground state nonetheless, giving Democrats pause that he could muddy their path to the White House. Whatever point Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to make, the time for making it is over, said Michael Starr Hopkins, a Democrat operative and political commentator. All this, we'll just say BS, about no labels and third-party runs, RFK Jr.'s vanity project, you know they don't like this when they call it a vanity project, is an embarrassment to his family's legacy and a danger to voters. Well, you know, this is why I love the Weekend Edition, by the way, because we get to laugh a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. Kennedy is fighting to get on the ballot in all 50 states, a feat he's achieved in two so far. He believes an independent is the perfect candidate at this moment in history. I think that I have an opportunity to actually break that partisan logjam because right now, any issue that comes before Congress is siloed into the Republican or Democrat camps. and the other side can't vote for it, he told News Nation's Chris Cuomo. But I think if we have an independent president who plays it right down the line, that it will give permission to senators and congressmen from both sides to actually do their job, to vote on bills that actually make sense for our country without punishment from their own party. I think we got a little bit of an audio here, too, with Chris Cuomo and RFK Jr. Let's listen in here real briefly.
Ross Perot, 92, I went back just to kind of remember it, of what it was. He absolutely had an influence in the outcome of that election. There are very few people who will say Clinton would have won otherwise because of the damage he did to Bush. In the latest polls, early on, it did look like there was a species of Trump voter who was more interested in you as carrying the message. And we've discussed that. Now, depending on the poll, it looks like you could be doing the same thing to Biden. What is your explanation to people who say Trump is too dangerous to the democracy, Bobby, to risk having Biden lose and you lose and him win as a result, and you will be empowering a would-be despot?
Okay, stop right there. You know, you just got to laugh sometimes at Chris Cuomo for this. Well, of course, yes, he's a would-be despot. And how do you feel? I mean, what kind of question is that? How do you feel about you could possibly empower, you know, because what, you know, what it really boils down to is you're empowering Hitler. You know, you're empowering, you know, the dictator, because he said he was going to do executive orders on day one and couched it in a humorous way of, well, I won't be a dictator, except on day one. You do all these executive orders that every president does. So, no, he's not going to be a dictator. But this, it really does, it really is funny to hear this kind of stuff constantly being propagated. Let's hear RFK Jr.
Well, I don't think that President Biden needs my help to lose to Donald Trump. When they're matched in head-to-head matches, he's losing by 10 points. And I don't think he's, you know, the Democratic Party has already said he's not going to come out of the White House. He's not going to debate. He's going to stay in the White House. And I don't think that that's a winning strategy for beating President Trump. I think that I think what they're gambling on is that maybe these court cases are going to work and take Trump out of the race. But I don't think that they have a strategy for actually beating President Trump.
Yep, I completely agreed. He's making all kinds of sense, everybody. And he went on to talk about how he's got a lot of things happening in the polls. He believes that he could pull this off. But, you know, I do think it would be much more a spoiler for Biden. That's right. But I love his line. There's not really much anybody can do to make Joe Biden lose to Donald Trump. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Weekend Edition continues on. Kyle Warren with you, and we are having fun. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. A Manhattan federal jury concluded Friday that former President Donald Trump is liable to pay $83.3 million to writer E. Jean Carroll. That's for public statements he made in 2019, which disparaged Carroll and denied her rape allegations. The White House is upholding its support for Israel in response to the International Court of Justice's ruling, which calls on Israel to minimize the civilian death toll in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the court's decision aligns with the administration's stance that Israel should reduce civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. The U.S. is intensifying efforts to secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. CIA Director William Burns is scheduled to meet with officials from Israel and Qatar this weekend amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stocks weakened in the week on a mixed note.
Wall Street closed its latest winning week with a mixed finish as drops for technology stocks dragged on the market. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Friday. It's the first decline for the index after setting record highs for the five straight days that passed. The Dow rose 60 points. That's about 0.2%. The weakness for tech stocks dragged the NASDAQ composite down 0.4%. Intel helped undercut stocks of semiconductor companies following their latest forecast for upcoming revenue. Treasury yields rose modestly after another report suggested that inflation is cooling even while the economy keeps powering higher, said Citel New York.
Officials say the 100 people confirmed dead from the Lahaina wildfire disaster have been identified. The Maui Police Department worked with different agencies to provide official ID. They made the announcement Friday. It comes after a 70-year-old woman was formally identified this week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, is out there telling people, and he said it again just recently, somehow that billionaires are paying 8% tax. And he asked the audience, or he was at just the other day, the Earth Rider Brewery, if I can say that five times fast, in Superior, Wisconsin on Thursday, with the big barrels behind him and everything. So he's saying to people, raise your hand if you'd like to have 8% tax. You know, even that is almost insulting. It's like, hey, everybody, you know, we know that you probably don't like this whole idea to begin with, but, you know, what if it was just a little bit better for you? Would you like that? Would you like that? You know, maybe we'll give it to you one day. You know, that's the kind of mentality. But let's listen in to Joe Biden talk about this 8% tax out there somewhere.
We had about 700 billionaires in America. There are 1,000 billionaires now. You know what their average tax rate is? 8%. Raise your hand if you want to trade your tax rate now for 8%. No, I'm not joking. I'm not being deadly earnest. It sounds like I'm making this up. 8% what they pay. That's why I proposed the billionaire minimum tax of 25%. That's not even top rate.
We got to get the billionaires.
Billionaires and big corporations pay even close to their fair share. We can strengthen Social Security and Medicare, bring down the cost of child care, elder care, working class, middle class people would all be better off, and it wouldn't cost a penny because they make $40 billion if you come into them. And it's not, I mean, it's just basic fairness. You know, it's the right thing to do, and we can get this done.
It's basic fairness, it's the right thing to do, and we can get this done. Well, you know, by the way, this is the country, United States of America. This is the country where you can aspire to become a billionaire. Yes, you can. Not everybody does. Not everybody, works to achieve such a thing. Not everybody makes it, obviously. But in this country, people can aspire to that. You know, there's somebody, you know, working in a restaurant right now serving tables, but they aspire to be a famous actor or they're aspiring to go into business and they have an idea or they have a knack for it. But right now they're just aspiring to do that. And in this country, one of the greatest things ever is that you can go out and you can pursue that dream. But you know, here comes Joe Biden. He wants to make sure that, you know, you better feel as though, you know, you're just one of these people who's just not going to do their, it's just not going to be fair. You're just not going to be fair. So we're just talking basic fairness here. And Washington Post came out and said, there are some facts, quote unquote, that Biden likes to recite in almost every speech. In the past year, in more than 30 appearances, the president has referred to billionaires paying about 8% in federal income taxes. He said it at his last State of the Union address, and odds are he will say it again when he addresses Congress in March. The line is a key part of his argument to impose a minimum 25% tax on all taxpayers with wealth greater than $100 million. That would raise about $360 billion over 10 years, the administration estimates. But if you check Treasury Department calculations for what the richest Americans already pay in taxes, you would see that the top 1% pay in excess of 20% in income taxes and more than 30% in all federal taxes. But if you drill down to the top 400 wealthiest taxpayers, data that was publicly available on an annual basis until President Trump killed the report, they paid an effective tax rate of 23.1% in 2014. These taxpayers with $127 billion of income that year paid $29.4 billion in income taxes, or more than 2% of all income taxes, the IRS said. That's more than the bottom 70% of taxpayers combined. Here's the funny thing, they write. Biden's 8% estimate is derived from the same tax data on the top 400 taxpayers. So what's going on? The president is describing a tax system he wished existed, not the system in place. Under the 16th Amendment of the Constitution, ratified in 1913, Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived. Biden's startling statistic depends on an expansive definition of income. A person's effective tax rate is determined by the percentage of their income that is devoted to paying taxes. If a person earned $50,000 in a year and paid $5,000 in taxes, then their average tax rate would be 10%. But what is a person's income? Many economists would say it's more than just the numbers on your paycheck. Your employer pays half of the Social Security payments that are due and might also include health insurance benefits and contributions to 401k retirement plan. Most economists would say your salary is reduced by the value of those contributions, so it should be counted as income. Indeed, when the Treasury Department determines average tax rates and includes such items and other income streams such as welfare payments in its calculations. So let's assume in our example of the $50,000 a year salary that those additional employer benefits added $15,000 to that person's income. for a total of $65,000. That would reduce the effective tax rate to 7.6%. And it goes on from here. In the 1920s and 30s, two economists, Robert Haig and Henry Simmons, proposed a broad definition of income that included any gain in asset value, whether the assets were sold. The idea was to capture a person's economic well-being. Under the current tax system, a person generally pays a capital gains or 20% tax when they sell an asset, such as shares in a company, that has gained in value. But under Haig-Simmons, any gain in asset value would be a taxable event. Oh, so your house was worth $200,000 last year, but now it's worth $300,000, so that's your gain. So you owe us tax. But I haven't sold my house. So what? You know, you've got a gain. That's the concept here. So this brings us to Biden's statistic in 2021. White House economists Greg Learson of the Council of Economic Advisors and Danny Yagan of the Office of Management and Budget posted a blog that estimated what the tax rate would be for the 400 wealthiest households if unrealized capital gains were considered part of income, a modified version of Haig-Simmons. The report estimated that if these households had an average federal income tax rate of 8.2% for the 2010-2018 period. The steep run-up in stock prices in recent years has meant the wealth of super wealthy Americans has risen significantly, even if they never sell a stock that would trigger a tax liability. In fact, when interest rates were low, it was the most cost-effective for a billionaire to borrow money against the value of those shares and sell them. The White House economist estimated what the tax rate would be if that income, now not subject to taxation, were included in their tax returns. And it goes on from there. But just for time reasons here, isn't it interesting that, number one, Biden's out there talking about a system that really doesn't exist, but only so that he can incorporate and employ more class warfare? You see those billionaires over there? Well, they've got to be bad. Because they're not paying their fair share. Well, first of all, isn't that an interesting way of putting it? Because, wait a minute, doesn't Congress make tax laws? Don't presidents sign the bills passed by Congress if they sign them into law? So wait a minute. So who's doing something wrong? If you're following the tax code and properly applying income and taxes and paying such, are you not paying your fair share? I mean, now, wait a minute. You see, this is all part of that class warfare stuff, folks. This is where it just gets, and now, this notion of, well, we got to take a look and see what you have. Oh, you have that classic car. Oh, well, we think that went up in value. And so we're going to bind that into all your other income, and you're going to owe some tax on that this year. I mean, this is the kind of thing that really, I mean, you want to see people, things take a dive in the economy, start doing stuff like that. You know, and by the way, I'm just surprised we're not hearing more about things like a flat tax or something like that, or even a VAT. Something that goes in, or a national sales tax or something, to replace the income tax. But, you know, that's just little old me. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Right, we know the thing. As I said earlier in the week, we know the thing. We're talking about the thing. We are informing you about the thing. And the thing is the thing is continuing on, folks, as we head, especially towards this election. This is a big deal, for sure, because there is really no other direction, it seems like, that we can go other than now the opposite direction. You know, in fact, 32% of the American people surveyed recently by Rasmussen believe that the country is heading in the right direction. So I think that I'm on to something when we say, well, it's time to go in the opposite direction. You know, maybe everything we've been doing is just wrong at this point under the Biden administration. So we just need to do the opposite. Do you remember there was a Seinfeld episode where George Costanza, Jerry's ne'er-do-well friend, you know, as you may recall, I'm sure you watched Seinfeld back in the day. There was one episode where he decides that nothing in his life is going right. Every decision he makes is wrong. You know, he's unhappy. He decides to do the opposite of whatever it is that he would normally do. Like if he would make a decision, he'd just do the opposite of that decision. And suddenly, his whole life just starts turning around. Of course, it's very short-lived, but he finally goes back to being just regular George. But it's a funny thing, but gosh darn it, golly gee whiz, don't you think that maybe that's exactly what needs to happen? for our country. Maybe we just got to do the opposite. All right. Well, folks, we're going to listen to our song for hour number two right here. We'll take a quick look at the weather, national weather heading into the weekend, and then it will be time to talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So let's kick it in here to Gear. This is actually kind of a cool song. It's a little off the beaten path, but it's the weekend edition. How about a little Nick Lowe this morning? A little Cruel to Be Kind. A little Nick Lowe this morning. Cruel to Be Kind. And it's a little off the beaten path in terms of what we usually play, but it's a personal favorite of mine anyway, and I just thought, well, you know, it's the weekend edition, and we'll branch out a little bit here. We hope that you enjoyed it. And, folks, let's take a quick look at the national weather as we head into this weekend. And then we'll be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments. Light snow and freezing rain likely to taper off across parts of New England tonight. The next storm system will spread heavy to excessive rainfall from the lower Mississippi Valley into the mid-Atlantic this weekend. Heavy rainfall likely across the Pacific Northwest, by the way, for the Pacific Northwest coast this weekend. So Richard the Marine, listener Joan in Seattle, Richard the Marine, of course, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. Be careful, batten down the hatches. Most of the country will experience above average temperatures this weekend while the southern tier remains at or below average. Low pressure system stationed over the northeast and mid-Atlantic will move out to sea tonight. Light snow and showers and some freezing rain will slowly come to an end as a result. In the meantime, another low-pressure system will organize in the central Gulf, on the central Gulf Coast, and spread a line of thunderstorms focused along a cold front along the lower Mississippi Valley and southeast, beginning tonight and continuing into Saturday. We're on Saturday morning here, of course. And a broad, slight risk of excessive rainfall is in effect across the central Gulf Coast, where much of the region had virtually no time to recover from the deluge of rain that they've received over the past few days. Some convergence over Oklahoma this afternoon will support the propagation of a weak complex of storms across the state tonight before eventually merging with the Gulf Coast system and producing scattered showers and thunderstorms to Arkansas and the Tennessee-Ohio Valley on Saturday. So definitely, folks, be careful out there this weekend, whatever you're doing. Check your local listings, of course, check local sources for up-to-date weather. But that's kind of what it's looking like on a national level as we head in to this weekend. All right, well, one of the great parts about the weekend edition is that we get to talk with Denise Simon again, as we do Monday through Friday here on the program as well, folks. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Happy weekend, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what. Last we talked, about the constitutional crisis brewing at the southern border with Texas, between Texas and the Biden administration. But now, one of the latest things is that the Biden administration is saying they don't have any intention, I guess for now, of cutting any razor wire. What are you hearing about this?
That's true. That's absolutely true.
So are they blinking, or are they just biding their time?
They're trying to play legal warfare with Texas.
Right.
So Ken Paxton, the attorney general for the state of Texas, sent a letter to Jonathan Meyer, who's the general counsel for the Department of Homeland Security, talking about Shelby Park in Eagles Pass. Well, now now it seems we're trying to figure out if Shelby Park, who actually owns Shelby Park? Is it the city of Eagle Pass? Is it federal land or what?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something that, like, you could look up, like, really fast or something? Or they really just don't know.
Well, yeah, this letter that Paxton sent is really quite fascinating, because they're talking about property rights. So Ken Paxton he's challenging the lawyer about the misstated facts.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Customs and Border Patrol actually abandoned Shelby Park already. So they abandoned it, so okay, well, Texas is coming in. So Paxton is now asking for a map of what land that the federal government says that is theirs. Because what they had previously sent was like a hand-drawn map, and it fell outside of the Shelby Park area.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Yeah. It is huge.
And so Texas is making a demand that says we want an official plat maps and deeds demonstrating the precise parcels that you believe the United States owns, and an explanation of how exactly Texas officials are preventing access to those parcels by federal agents.
Wow. Wow. Well, we're going to continue this right after the top of the hour news. This is fascinating. It really is. Thanks, Denise, and we'll come right back with Denise Simon, everybody. After your top of the hour news, coming back for hour number three, hour two in the books. Stay right there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.